And it's been a couple of weeks. We've missed him very, very much. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. He returns. He was, you were overseas, and now you're back. It's good to have you back, man.
Well, thank you very much. I missed you, too.
Where'd you go? Turkey?
Turkey. Istanbul, Turkey.
What, do you got family out there or something?
Just vacation. Had a good time. Had a pleasant week or so.
Well, good for you. Were you able to watch any of the game, or how did you follow last week's game against the Jets?
I did find a poor stream of the game online, although it was about 1 a.m., and I fell asleep halfway through the game. Unfortunately, I missed the comeback.
Oh.
I think I've caught up to speed by now.
Well, it's good to have you back here on Packer Time. The Packers play the Lions on Sunday. Noon, the kickoff. We'll have our coverage for you at 10 a.m. here on K107.1, the home for Green Bay Packer football all season long. So you missed the comeback live. You saw it, though. That has to be a little encouraging. The defense played a lot better. The offense playing a little better. What are your feelings now, Brian? 2 weeks into the season, they're 1-1. We've only played about one good half.
Yeah, the Packers have played four halves, and only one of those has really been good, in which they put, you know, basically all things clicking on both offense and defense in that last half of last week's game against the Jets. It's hard to buy into the Packers totally, given that, you know, that you just haven't seen enough of them on both offense or defense yet, you know, enough for a full complete game. But I mean, maybe this is the beginning of something more. Maybe the things started to click last week, and now they just continue. Maybe it's hard to tell until we see it, but at least I think that's what the Packers are hoping is going to happen.
It's been interesting this week as the Packers beat the Jets last Sunday. The offense really did come alive towards the end of that first half and into that second half. And I don't hear a lot of positivity. I'm hearing a lot of concern, actually, that the Packers are not just one-dimensional in the passing game and the offense. They haven't run much, but they're one-dimensional within that passing game, going Jordy, 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 Jordy. Is that a concern? He's the most targeted receiver in the league so far. Is that a concern, or is this too small of a sample size? Or is that the strategy?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're not going to ever go away from Jordy Nelson entirely. He's just a very talented player. You know, the worry is that you go to the well one too many times, and all of a sudden you're going to get intercepted, or, you know, something bad's going to happen like that. But I think Aaron Rodgers is experienced enough by now that, you know, it can also play to his advantage while defenses might be looking to, anticipating they're going to go to Jordy Nelson. All of a sudden, he's going to hurt them by going to, you know, Randall Cobb, Jarrett Boykin, Devontae Adams, who all of a sudden looks like, as of last week, that he's starting to emerge as a threat. So, you know, the more Richard Rodgers gets more experience, he might emerge as well. So I think Aaron Rodgers knows in the back of his mind he can use that to his advantage too.
Packers battling a couple of injuries. Looks like Brad Jones will be out. Those offensive line injuries have bothered them a little bit, especially Brian Bulaga. Any word on his status for Sunday?
You know, he's been limited in practice all week. It was the same as last week. We're going to probably find out more about Brian Bulaga today when the Packers release their injury report, the last one of the week before in advance of the Lions game. So still no official word on him, but we'll learn more later today.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, who's kind enough to join us to not only preview the game, but to break it down, and we'll talk to him again on Monday. Packers have the Lions on Sunday. Again, noon the coverage, 10 a.m. the coverage, noon the kickoff this Sunday on K107.1. Lions, they looked very, very good in week one. They've kind of adapted this New Orleans Saints-type offense. Lots of scoring, lots of passing. Last week, they kind of stalled a little bit against Carolina, but I think, then the Bears go ahead and beat San Fran. But I think that a lot of people are sleeping on Detroit. This might be our biggest challenge in the NFC North. What are your thoughts going into this weekend with Detroit?
Yeah, you know, the last time the Packers faced Detroit, if you remember the debacle in Thanksgiving last season in 2013, the Lions just destroyed the Packers. I mean, it wasn't even a competitive game. And, you know, of course, the difference was Aaron Rodgers was injured and Matt Flynn was the quarterback, and, you know, the Packers figured to fare better with Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, they know this is no team you take lightly, and they can put a beat down very easily if you're not, you know, ready for them or you're not prepared for them. So this is a very good team with some very talented players, Calvin Johnson and Ndamukong Suh, Matthew Stafford, just to name a few. So this Lions team is definitely, very capable of making the playoffs, if not going on a run in the playoffs.
Are you confident that the Packers can do enough to stop Calvin Johnson? I mean, a lot of people are expecting a shootout. Is there any way that the Packers hold the Lions to under 30 points?
Oh, it's going to be tough. Last week, if they could just continue the momentum they started on defense in the second half, maybe, you know, they've started to figure out ways how to use Clay Matthews, how to use Julius Peppers in these new roles as they kind of integrate a 4-3 defense into their Dom Capers defensive systems there. It's not going to be easy to stop Calvin Johnson and the Lions, but I'm not confident, I suppose, in it, but maybe they do it.
You know, it's either been 11 or 12 games that the Packers consecutively have given up at least 21 points. So the Lions are going to get theirs this weekend. Do you have a prediction for us?
My prediction is the Packers are going to lose on the road to a good team like they did last year. Maybe not, you know, quite in the same fashion as that Thanksgiving Day game last year. I think they'll keep it a little more competitive than that. But I think it's going to be tough to go on the road and get a win. I predict a loss, not to say that the Packers, I don't think they couldn't win. Wouldn't rule it out entirely, but forced to choose, I see a Packers loss.
They're at Detroit and then at Chicago the next 2 weeks. Pick up one win, and I think most Packer fans will be happy in those next two games. Brian Caravu, check out his work, CheeseheadTV.com. Welcome back to the States. Welcome back to Packer Nation. Enjoy the game and try to stay awake.
Yes, thanks a lot. I hope I'm wrong, but we'll be cheering for a Packers victory.
That's Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Again, the Packers and the Lions square off on Sunday right here on K107.1.